If you'd like to directly support American Roots archives and programs that stream 24/7 from our website, you can find out how at AmericanRoots.org. I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots, where we're getting off the phone and going out to the honky-tonk right here on the radio. We'll have help doing that from a man who has long wielded what is called the hammer of the honky-tonk gods, the Telecaster guitar. He's a musical hero of ours and a veteran of Commander Cody's Lost Planet Airmen, Bill Kirchen.
Our job seemed to me to be messengers of rural American music, country music, and rockabilly to places where it wasn't really played that much.
We'll also take a trip to Bayou Country with a band of brothers, fathers, uncles, and sons, the Michaud family. All that plus music from Charlie Rich, Solomon Burke, and B.B. King. But right now, let's go honky-tonkin'. It's Hank Williams on American Roots.
When you are sad and lonely and have no place to go, come to see me, baby, and bring along some dough, and we'll go honky-tonkin', 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 honey, baby. We'll go honky-tonkin' round this town.
Can your daddy come home? I'm living fast and dangerously, but I've got plenty of company. When the moon comes up and the sun goes down, that's when I wanna see the lights of town. 'Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
Thank you. dog man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox, but when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? It takes a pretty little gal and a jug of wine. That's what it takes to make a honky-tonk mind. With the jukebox a-moaning, a honky-tonk sound, that's when I wanna lay my money down. Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox, but when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
Twang and reverb to a rock and roll beat. Grady Martin on lead guitar, backing the main attraction, the late country singer Johnny Horton, Honky Tonk Man. The man coming up carries on the tradition of slam and twang. Bill Kirchen is called the Titan of the Telecaster and the father of Diesel Billy. Kirchen played lead guitar for Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen in the 1960s and 70s. And today, Bill still displays that passionate combination of monster musicianship and ironic humor.
And I wake up in the morning, I know it's gonna be good if I stick out my elbows when they don't bump wood.
Bill Kirchen's recent recording is called Word to the Wise. It features duets with Elvis Costello, Dan Hicks, Nick Lowe, Commander Cody, and more. But the real stars of the record are Kirchen and his signature guitar, the Fender Telecaster.
I never really thought of myself as a guitar virtuoso. I never really, maybe I'm just lazy, but I never really set out to be the, you know, the baddest gunslinger out there, and I am not, so... It's both my vocation and my avocation and my recreation. So,
hey, that's three things.
Yeah, there's a lot of. I don't even know what avocation is, but I'm sure that's it too, man.
Well, he put six strings on a maple stick, stuck it on a slab of ash. Sold one to lose.
You've also penned some homage to the guitar in your writing, and I know you've got this great song, The Hammer of the Honky Tonk Gods, which has this immortal line about born at the junction of form and function. What are you talking about?
It's an homage to the particular guitar that I play, the Telecaster, which is maybe noteworthy because it's one of the very simpler guitars out there, one of the first electrics.
Well, it was born at the junction of form and function. It's the hammer of the honky tonk gods.
One of the few things in this industrial world that's maintained its pretty exact identity for over 50 years. It's kind of like the Coke bottle of guitars. And it's sort of the shortest distance between two points.
It's the hammer of the honky-tonk gods. Oh, it's the hammer of the honky-tonk gods.
Came of age in what we could probably call the high hippie era.
Thank you. Very good. Yeah, well put, Nick.
You're welcome. You were in Ann Arbor, Michigan,
yes,
around the University of, and of course that has had a great folk and blues scene and great folks coming out of there. Tell me about what life was like in Ann Arbor in the late 60s when you were inhabiting the campus and doing music around there and the people you knew.
Well, I had way more fun than I deserved, I'll tell you that right away. It was delightful.
So when do you first meet George Frayne, Commander Cody, and all this in Michigan?
Well, I was a townie with my band, the Seventh Seal, and I believe that we got tagged by someone to play the Ann Arbor Film Festival. So anyway, we were at the film festival, and George Frayne, who was in art school and had a lot of frat rock bands going in, saw us for the first time, and his particular talent lay in collecting people from kind of a wide variety of directions and putting them all together in this one big band. And he got this guy, Billy C, from a blues band in Detroit, Billy C and the Sunshine. He got me, the town hippie. He got the wild-haired Andy Stein from music school to play classical violin.
This is sort of a Noah's Ark assembly.
It was, yeah.
One of every kind.
One of every kind. You didn't want us to breathe. That wasn't. That would come later, only later for the breathe.
I'm lost in the ozone again. I'm lost in the ozone again. One drink of wine, two drinks of gin, and I'm lost in the ozone again.
Wasn't something that we were had any real aspirations for. It was just a weekend, extremely fun way to get together in Ann Arbor. So I went out to California, and it struck me that we could actually have a go of it out there. So I convinced the band to come out, or I guess late 68, early 69. And that was it. We pretty much were able to hang on out there until we started making money and doing gigs. Got, you know, we had a band house, the whole deal.
These live shows that you did with Commander Cody, in retrospect, they seem like kind of happenings, and it's a funny mixture of hippies and rednecks and country fans and rock and rollers. And how do you describe those days with the Commander and these live events?
Well, our job seemed to me to be messengers of rural American music, country music, and rockabilly to places where it wasn't really played that much. For instance, the entire Northeast had pretty much fallen out of favor there.
And the country crowd, maybe their sensibilities were a little thin-skinned to have these hippie guys rocking out and playing these songs and throwing in new words and this sort of thing.
We got chased through Arkansas, you know, and I finally got a cop, stopped a cop and told him what was happening. And his advice to me was to get a gun. That was just hair, you know, that was our sin then, long hair. But the advantage we had with Cody, Nick, is we might have had long hair, but there was 12 of us.
Yes, all those Lost Planet hair men.
Yeah, there was 8 on stage and 4 off stage. So
it sounds like a militia, actually, doesn't it?
It's kind of like that, yeah.
You also wrote songs in addition to playing guitar, and one of the signature songs that's kind of stuck with you over these years as a title and as one of your, signatures is Too Much Fun.
Now, Nick, we wrote that before there were grammar check programs, so that's why. It's a triple negative, I think. I ain't never had too much fun.
I think a triple negative adds up to a positive, doesn't it?
It might have, something like that. It could go either way.
I ain't never had too much fun.
Too much fun.
Best news to me.
Too much fun.
There must be a whole lot of things that I never done. I ain't never had too much fun.
We're talking to Bill Kirchen here on American Roots. You know, you spent a lot of time making songs and playing on other people's songs that relate to truck driving, and some people called the Diesel Billy.
Well, here I sit, all alone with a broken heart. I took 3 bennies, and my semi-truck won't start.
When you rode semi-truck, had you driven a semi-truck, ridden in a semi-truck, taken 3 bennies? What what are the experiential bases for semi-truck?
My lips are sealed on the bennies thing, but I'd hitchhike and gotten rides in semis, but for some reason my infatuation with trucks began and ended with the music. Nothing else about, never wanted a truck, don't want a truck. I'm sure they're delightful to have, but I don't want one.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you won't quit driving that old hot rod liquor.
Before we go, Bill Kirchen, I wondered if we could do the libretto thing here on this song, Hot Rod Lincoln. Begins in 1955. It's an answer song, I think, about two cars racing. Yeah, it was a top 10 hit for Commander Cody. And now you do this song live, and it really is a catalog of the history of twang and guitar and all these things. It's really a tour de force or tour de farce.
You pick it.
It's almost like a car, an old car, that has been added to, and you added a whole bunch more hood ornaments, horns, bells, and whistles to it.
That's a good way to look at it. I started out, we've been adding, just to amuse each other on stage, adding the Johnny Cash Folsom Prison Blues lick whenever possible to any song, you know. So we were doing, you know, Hot Rod Lincoln, and I went, you know, so-and-so passed me by. Then I did Johnny Cash passed me by and played that lick. Well, from then on, it was off to the races.
Johnny Cash, he pulled over and let me by. Dwayne Eddy pulled over with all the rebel rousers. Roy Orbison pulled over. He let me by.
Yeah, it's my little chance to nod and tip my hat to maybe 30 or 40 guitar players who've caught my ear through the years.
All the sounds and styles of American roots guitar brought to us by the man they call the Titan of the Telecaster. Bill Kirchen, thanks for being with me here on American Roots.
Thanks so much, Nick. You take care.
Merle Haggard. Bob Wills. Sugar Bagel. Four.
the dip, she started to rock, and I looked in the mirror. There was a red light blinking. The cops was after a hot rodder. They arrested me. They threw me in jail. They called my pappy to go my bail, and he said, "Son, you're gonna drive me to drink it if you won't quit driving that hot rod liquor."
Rolling down the American guitar highway with Bill Kirchen at the wheel. I'm lucky to have this job, and I will be back on it with some country and soul music in just a minute when American Roots returns. I'm Nick Spitzer. I always thought of the song Last Date with its teardrop piano as a country instrumental hit for Floyd Kramer in 1960. But the producer Chet Atkins got opera singer Skeeter Davis to do a vocal version. Floyd Kramer is still on the piano with My Last Date on American Roots.
One hour and I'll be meeting you.
Sweethearts do. Thank you.
my bags are packed. Don't know where I'm headed to. I love you so, don't wanna go, but I can't stay here with you. I'm going away, don't know how long I'm gonna stay. Don't look at me, you just might see a tear run down my face. It wasn't too smart to give you my heart. Together we're good, I wish I could, but we're better off being apart. Your love is like the wind, changing all the time. I'm giving up, I've had enough. Loving you like a crime. So I'm leaving, I just can't stay. I know you won't understand, you won't understand. Anyway, anyway, I'm leaving, said I just can't stay. I've saved my love, I've saved my love for another day, for another day.
Solomon Burke teaming up there at Royal Studios in Memphis with the late producer Willie Mitchell for the first and last time in 2008. I'm Leaving, one of Mitchell's own songs. Willie Mitchell was known as Papa Willie while guiding the hits at Hi Records as both a musician and a record producer. Another veteran of the Memphis studio scene over at Sun Records was Charlie Rich. Rich could play so many styles of music, blues, country, gospel, rockabilly. It all came together. Rich wrote songs for Johnny Cash and played in sessions with Jerry Lee Lewis. Here is Charlie Rich with one of his own tunes, recorded at Sun Records in 1961. Who Will the Next Fool Be on American Roots?
After you get rid of me, who will there's things he'd like to know about the girl that I love so. Cause after all is said and done, you won't be satisfied with anyone. So after you get rid of me, who will the next fool be?
Hi there, this is B.B. King. I'm the guy that plays the guitar called Lucille, and you're listening to American Roots. So stay tuned and hear some more good music.
Just be careful with a fool, cause someday he may get smart. Well, be careful with a fool, cause someday he may get smart. Well, he'll treat you so cold and chilly, tell it would hurt you to your heart. Well, I hate to remember what a fool I used to be. Well, I hate to remember how foolish I used to be. Well, you know the way I used to love you, baby, and how bad you treated me. I used to cry about you, baby, yes, and walk the streets late at night. I used to cry about you, baby, and walk the streets late at night. Well, if you love me just a little bit, darling, why in the world don't you treat me right?
Fool and be a fool until he dies. Go on, fool.
A great New Orleans sound. Go On Fool, Smiley Lewis, on a song by Dave Bartholomew, recorded at Cosmo Matassa's studio in 1957, right here in New Orleans. Before that, the youthful voice of B.B. King and his orchestra in the same year of 1957, Be Careful with a Fool, recorded on RPM Records in Los Angeles. Our musical set about fools. Well, we've got another Gulf Coast musician, Jimmy Donnelly. He wrote for Fats Domino. Donnelly grew up in Gulfport, Mississippi, and met Fats by showing up at his house in New Orleans to play him some demos. Here's a song from a session with producer Owen Bradley in Nashville. It's recorded in 1959. Jimmy Donnelly, Now I Know, on American Roots.
I know what it means to be sad.
Fabrício.
Patsy Bride, Don't You Cry. The Lost Bayou Ramblers out of Lafayette, led by the brothers Louis and Andre Michaud. They play fiddle and accordion, respectively, and Andre's also on steel guitar there. The Lost Bayou Ramblers are a second-generation Cajun band who've added country and rock and roll to the old house dance sounds of their father, Tommy, and Uncle Rick. And in a moment, we'll talk to that parent generation of the Michaud family players, Con les rues américaines tournées ici. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots. In French South Louisiana, the bayous and swamps provide livelihoods and recreation. Balancing those two needs is something that the Michaud brothers do with ease. Rick and Tommy Michaud have been playing music together for years at family gatherings. They're also civic and environmental leaders. Rick is a judge, and Tommy is a wetlands biologist. We spoke with Les Frères Michaud about growing up along Bayou Vermilion and the sources of their music, including a song called La Jument de Michaud.
I was at a party in Bro Bridge, and some French-Canadian people up there said, "Oh, your name's Michaud," and they started singing that song. And we liked it because it kind of told a story that talks about our reputation in other areas than music, like eating.
Right.
Yeah. For example, there's one of these bar de maisons we played at, and this guy goes, "The rule of thumb is when Les Frères Michaud comes, if they're your band, no matter how many people you're having at your event, you double the amount of food if they're the band." That's just the rule of thumb.
C'est dans 10 ans, je m'en irai. La jument de Michaud est passée dans le pré. La jument de Michaud est son petit poulain. A passé dans le pré et mangé du le foin. La jument de Michaud est son petit poulain. A passé dans le pré et mangé du le foin. L'hiver viendra, les gars, l'hiver viendra. La jument de Michaud se répondra. L'hiver viendra, les gars, l'hiver viendra. La jument de Michaud se répondra.
The song talks about the mare and her little foal broke out and got into the meadow and started eating all the grass that is supposed to be used for hay and to keep them through the winter. But they said they will regret it because they won't have anything to eat. They're enjoying it now, you know, but it's kind of like live for today.
The horses are just like the Michauds. You have to have extra food available if there's going to be a party.
That's a big part of it. That was part of our appeal. This is Rick, and I'm the one time we had a Christmas gathering at our house, and Dr. Bernard B. Avenue, professor of management, came by, and we were all running all over the road trying to catch this mare that had gotten out. He says, "Did I come to the Michaud's house for Christmas, and they're out chasing some mare?"
Listening to your songs, I feel like I've got the biography of the family. There's this one in particular I wanted to ask you about. It's the title track called La Rue qui Pend.
La Rue qui Pend means the hanging wheel, and it's the name of our camp.
It's right on the banks of the Bayou of Vermilion, near where you grew up. Mm-hmm. And then you sing about going frogging, hunting rabbits, shooting squirrels. I feel sorry for the animal life around around the camp.
We do too, Nick, but they taste so good.
Au bord de Bayou Vermilion, la rue qui pend. Au bord de Bayou Vermilion, la rue qui pend.
On a traversé le bayou pour attraper de la waron. On a chassé des grands lapins. avec nos deux vieux chiens. On a tué des écuries pour les manger avec du riz. On a chassé canards blanchots dans les grands marais. Au bord de Bayou Vermillon, à roue qui pend. Au bord de Bayou Vermillon, à roue qui pend.
In your writing, you take on the environmental concern. I notice you've written a couple songs. One that I found pretty amazing was this one about Bayou Vermillon, where the question is, can you still swim there?
There was always this concern about the Vermilion Bayou being polluted. I don't know if it was actually any more or less polluted than when we were kids, but now people were more cognizant of it. We just jumped in anywhere. Then they said, oh, we got to take y'all to get a tetanus shot, you know. But they've taken a lot of strides to clean it up, and there's been some freshwater diversion projects from the Chafly River. They pump a lot of fresh water that is diverted now into the Teche and Vermilion watersheds, and they've done a lot to clean up the bayou, and people aren't as bad about throwing trash and dead animals and stuff in it.
It's great that you're able to take your concerns and put them into songs. How many other Cajuns are writing about the environment right now?
Yeah, not too many. You know, I started seeing the similarity between the Cajun culture and the wetland disappearance in Louisiana, and all in the 20th century, possibly from the same cause. I mean, Americanization, you know. Cajun music, it is an ancient music form, but it's also a living form, and we like to write about things that are happening right now.
Let's talk about the next generation. There's Michos that are playing now in the Lost Bayou Rambler.
Right, those are my two sons, Andre and Louie, and they kind of came up playing with us.
Tommy's boys are committed to it right now. Mine's a little younger, and I hope that he somehow gets the torch to really be passionate about it and want to carry on the tradition. That would be great.
It's really phenomenal. There's a lot more people playing Cajun music now, which is a good sign. I think it's here to stay. It's never going to die.
All right, frère Michel, bien merci pour les bons mots et les bonnes musiques aussi.
C'était notre plaisir.
Brothers Rick and Tommy Michaud taking care of the tradition on the land and water of French Louisiana. I like that talk of bayou swimming. It's not too bad if you like cafe au lait water and aren't afraid of snakes and snapping turtles. Some people like Loudon Wainwright III grew up swimming in ponds and lakes in the Northeast. His swimming memories are channeled by the indie rockers Vetiver on American Roots.
This summer I went swimming. Summer I might have drowned, but I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around, moved my arms around. This summer I swam in the ocean and I swam in a swimming pool. Salt my wounds, chlorine my eyes, I'm a self-destructive fool, self-destructive fool. At the latter I was informal, at the former I wore my suit, I wore my swimming suit, yeah. This summer I did swan dives and jackknives for you all, and once when you weren't looking I did a cannonball.
my feet and I move my arms around. Move my arms around.
Stars on the Water, Rodney Crowell's ahead of his time 1980 musical shout out to all the good folks who work and play along the Gulf Coast. Come hurricanes, high water, and oil spills, we survive and thrive, especially when it comes to music. American Roots is produced in collaboration with the School of Liberal Arts at Tulane University in New Orleans. American Roots co-producer is Maureen Loughran. Managing producer is Carrie Maayama. Producer for Bill Kirchin was Joel Rose. American Roots Development Associate is Lauren Callahan. Program Associate is Jason Song. Engineer is Ivan Klesanin. American Roots Production Assistants are Garrett Pittman, Anna Whalen, and Lydie Cook. Thanks this week to Chris Finney at the Music Shed, and also to Bill Deputy. American Roots is supported by major grants from the National Endowment for the Humanities, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Louisiana Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism at louisianatravel.com. Louisiana, pick your passion. You can find out more about American Roots on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and our website, americanroots.org. Presenting station is WWNO-FM at the University of New Orleans. I'm Nick Spitzer. Until that time, for American Roots, from PRX.